Well, you want to talk to you. So Rabbi say we're on Daf Yudalid Amid Beis, and if you count down from the top, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down from the top of the page. Now, just by way of introduction, the sugi that we're going to learn is the sugi of Parshas Vayomer, the third parsha of Kriyat Shema. Now, as far as Shacharis is concerned, there's no problem. Vayomer is certainly a full-fledged candidate for the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, and Parshas Vayomer has many elements within it of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. The most prominent of the two, I say the two most prominent of the five elements, are tzitzis, which is Shokel Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs, Uzchartem, etc., and Yitzias Mitzrayim at the end of that parasha Vayomer. Now, what's the connection between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim? The Rambam seems to assume that there is no mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam doesn't count it in Taryag. And that's a pella. How could the Rambam omit a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah Doraisa, and not count it in Taryag? And furthermore, the pasuk says, "Zochras yoms asher tzeischa mitzrayim otzisiyacha mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha." There's a pasuk that teaches us that we have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. So why does the Rambam omit the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim? And Reb Chaim Brisker used to say that the reason for that is because the Rambam is of the opinion that there is no separate independent mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zechiris Yitzrayim unto itself in and of itself is not a mitzvah, but rather Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And that we fulfill by reciting Vayomer. The third parsha of Kriyat Shema is integrated into the fabric of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim because of the element of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. And this is going to become very relevant at night, because Bishlema, Kriyat Shema in the morning, has both elements. It has tzitzis, and it has Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. Vayomer has both. It starts with tzitzis and ends with Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we could say that both of these are being recited as part of Kriyat Shema because they represent Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Our sugi here on Daf Yudalet Amid Beis is worried about Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. And why is that so? Because if the two elements that define Vayomer as prominent in Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim are A plus B, or Tzitzis plus Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, well, Zechiris Yitzrayim Bal Leilos, that's okay. That's the sheet of Ben Zoma, that's the sheet of Reb Loz Ben Azariah. They're of the opinion that Kol Yimei Chayecha, that Kol is the Rabbos Leilos, and there's Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim Bal Leilos. So it makes sense to recite the parasha of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim both by day and by night. That's not an issue here in this sugya. In fact, the whole sugya seems to be predicated, as we'll soon see, on the sheet of Ben Zoma and Reb Loz Ben Azariah, that there's a mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim not just by day, but also at night. But tzitzis, the first element of Parshas Vayomer, that becomes problematic at night. And that's because of the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. What is the sheet of Rabbi Shimon? That there's no tzitzis at night. Laila loves man tzitzisu. Urisim oso lafuki laila. Which, by the way, establishes that it's difficult to assume that by reciting Parshas Vayomer, I mean, if the main attraction of Parshas Vayomer is tzitzis, to recite it at night and assume that by reciting the Parsha of tzitzis, I'm being mekabel ol malchus shamayim through tzitzis, meaning tzitzis is sort of like a conduit, a method through which I accept upon myself all the mitzvahs, because tzitzis represent the whole package of 613. But paradoxically, you're not even chayev in the mitzvah of tzitzis. How can you take a moment of time in which you're exempt from a mitzvah, commit yourself to that mitzvah as a kabbalas ol malchus shamayim for all the mitzvahs? That's the paradox of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, which makes Vayomer as the third parasha of Kriyat Shema at night, a very problematic issue, and that's what this sugya is all about. Let's just review the following point, that although Vayomer contains tzitzis as a primary method of Kabbalah Salmach Shemaim, it also contains what else? Yitzias Mitzrayim. And insofar as the Rambam, the way Reb Chaim understood the Shittas of Rambam, would define Parshas Vayomer as my fulfillment of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim when it's recited in the framework of Kriyat Shema, because it's part and parcel of Kabbalah Salmach Shemaim, then one can sensibly argue that Nihi, I grant you that I can't, that if Laila Lazma and Tzitzis, I have to drop Tzitzis in terms of Vayomer at night, but I should still integrate Vayomer into the fabric of Kabbalah Salmach Shemaim, of Kriyat Shema at night, mitzad Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because the Rambam, in fact, Paskins, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, like Ben Zoma, that there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim at night, insofar as the mitzvah of B'shabach of Kumecha obligates me to be Mekabel Omach Shemaim, not just B'Kumecha during the day, but even B'shabach at night, then to the extent to which I view Yitzias Mitzrayim as part and parcel of Kabbalah's Omalchus Shemaim, the Ram doesn't even count Yitzias Mitzrayim as a mitzvah, because it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of the Shavuch of Kumech of Kabbalah's Omalchus Shemaim, then even if I have a problem with reciting Vayomer at night because I got to drop the ball on tzitzis, but I still have the significant Kabbalah's Omalchus Shemaim element of Yitzias Mitzrayim that's integrated and forms the part of the fabric of Parshas Vayomer. So I'm sort of caught in a tension. There's a tension here between two polar extremes. One polar extreme yells out, well, tzitzis palaila is inappropriate. You cannot postulate at night, based on the fact that laila loves my tzitzis, that through Kabbalah's mitzvah tzitzis, I accept upon myself Kabbalah's Omach Shemaim at night. That cannot be so. But on the other hand, the other polar extreme will tie into that, wait a minute, what about the element of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim? I mean, that too is part and parcel of Kabbalah's O Malchus Shomayim. HaKadosh Baruch said, I took you out of Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avodim, and you're no longer Avodim L'Avodim, now you become Avodim to me, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Avdus and the Kabbalah's Avdus is inherent in Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Yitzias Mitzrayim stands up and yells, you should be reading, reciting the Parsha Vayomer, even at night, because it's the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim as part of Kriyat Shema, as part of Kabbalah Salmach Shemaim, even at night. So there's a tension here between the two extremes. Be that as it may, the Rambam paskins that we have to recite all three Parshas of Kriyat Shema, both by day and by night. And from the perspective of the Zechira of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Rambam is absolutely correct. We have to include Vayomer in Kriyat Shema, even at night, because the mitzvah of Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim as part of Kabbalah Salmach Shemaim applies even at night. And that would be the Rambam sheet. If you take a look here in the Rambam, you have it here in Perek Alf Milchus Kriyat Shema, Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says there are three parshios that make up Kriyat Shema, and those are Shema, Vayom, Shema, and Vayomer. And the Rambam goes on to say that in Halacha Gimel, Afal Pishein Mitzvah Tzitzis Noheges Balayla, Korno Saw, we nevertheless read the third parasha of Vayomer Balayla, Vibnei Sheyesh Ba Zichron Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the way the Reb Chaim would understand this Rambam is that Zichiris Tzitzrayim is Kabbalah's Omalchus Shemayim. And B'shalbacha, no less than B'kumecha, requires Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim, therefore, has to be integrated into Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. U'mitzvah lahazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim b'yom u'balayla. Meaning, as far as Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim through Yitzias Mitzrayim, that applies both by day and by night. Kol yimei chayech. Is therefore Kriyas Sholosh Parshis Elu al Seder Zeh. He had Nikreis Kriyat Shema, and it's Doraisa both by day and by night. The Rambam, in and of himself, is a very integrated, put-together shita. Meaning, I have no problem, you know, the Rambam in his introduction writes that you could skip all of Torah Shebaal Peh, you know, go from Torah Shebaal Ksav straight to the Mishneh Torah. And if I would do that in this case, I would have a perfect understanding of the Rambam. Everything fits into place. The problem that I have is how to integrate the Rambam into the sugya itself. You know, it's very nice that we can skip the sugya, but you know, these are the Amoraim, Shemipiyam Anuchayim. You know, how do we reconcile the Rambam with the sugya? So let's go through the sugya. We're going to see that according to this sugya, it would seem that the Rambam is incorrect, unless we accept Abai, and we'll see about Abai. So before we get to Abai, let's just make a sort of like an outline of the sugya. There are basically three prongs, so to speak, is a three-pronged attack in this sugya. Number one is the sheet of the Bnei Marava, and number two is the sheet of Rav, and finally, we have the shita of Abaye. Abaye is going to try to, in a sense, compromise between the Bnei Marava and Rav. And the Bnei Marava are given an accolade here at the very beginning of the sugya by Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Yosef, Kama Ma'alya Hush Maitita, how wonderful is this sugya that I heard from Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Tchi Asa, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, when Rav Shmuel, the son of Yehuda, came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he was carrying a package with him, a sugya with him, Omar, he declared, Amri b'marava Arvis in Marava back in Eretz Yisrael. This is what they recited in Arvis. Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yomart aleihem ani Hashem Elokeichem emes. Oh. So take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, and this is the third line on your page, Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis Ein Korin Ba Parshas Tzitzis Kula Lufi She'ein Mitzvah Tzitzis Balayla. We need to omit Tzitzis from Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. Now, you and I might have said, well, if you're going to insist on omitting Parshas Tzitzis in Arvis, then you might as well omit the entire Parsha, leave out Vayomer. But that's not what Rashi's telling us, and that's not the sheet of the Bnei Marava. What they're going to do is, they're going to abridge the Parsha Vayomer, and they're going to omit the mention of the mitzvah of Tzitzis. That's going to be cut out. What are we going to do? Aval Maschilin Oso, we're going to take the beginning of Parshas Vayomer, and that's going to be Daber el Bnei Yisrael V'yomarta Aleihem. Again, you can't go beyond that, because then you're going to mention tzitzis. If you say Asulem tzitzis, we're in trouble, so that far you can't go. So you're going to take a half a pasuk, and you're going to say V'yomarta Aleihem, stop midway in the pasuk, and then jump until the end of the Parsha, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Now, of course, you'll ask, what's the Emes doing here? But that's the previous sugya of Rabbi Yehuda. He's a Tana in our Mishnah. And he says that that word Emes is borrowed from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu HaNavi. And that word Emes is going to take us, in a sense, bridge between the Parsha of Hayomer and what we call the Bracha Lachreha of Emes Vemuna. That's going to come afterwards because the word Emes, in fact, the Gemara vacillates exactly where this word Emes belongs. Does it belong to Vayomer? Does it belong to the Bracha Lachreha? Should you recite Emes twice or once is sufficient? That's what the Gemara has earlier. Fine, so this is the Shita of the Bnei Marav, and I have to admit to you, even before I delve into the Shita itself, it's a very strange phenomenon that we cut out an entire section of a Parsha, and yet we begin the Parsha and complete it. We attach, you know, we had a, last week we had a sugya that we were learning in Mishnayos here about medabek shivrei luchos, shivrei shofros. If you're allowed to take small broken pieces of a shofar and attach them together to make a shofar, it's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Here also what we're doing is we're attaching broken pieces of psukim and somehow sewing them together and creating a parasha that doesn't exist in the Torah. Or maybe it does exist in the Torah, and that's going to be the Shita Mekubetzes that you have towards the bottom of your page. Yeah, it's here. Baruch Hashem, I got it there. And now, the Gemara questions whether or not this is really such a great sugya. And what's the Gemara's objection? So the Gemara says as follows. Abaye turns to Rav Yosef and he says, "My Mal Yusa, I'm not so impressed by this sugya. Why? For Amar Rav Kahana Bar Rav, we have a statement of Rav, Lo Yaschil. No, it's Rav is on board that we have a problem of integrating Parshas Vayomer, Parshas Tzitzis into Kabbalah Salmok Shemaim at night because Lila loves man Tzitzis. But nevertheless, Rav says, V'im Hischil Gomer, a very strange halach of Rav, indeed, that once you began reading the Parsha Vayomer, you have to complete it and read it in its totality, including Tzitzis. And therefore, since you, B'nai Marava, begin the Parsha of Tzitzis, by reciting Daber al B'nai Yisrael V'almarta Alehem, you've already crossed the red line, you've already achieved what we call a Haschala. And the halacha is, says Rav, that in Hischil, once you began, go there. V'chi tema, but maybe you'll argue, V'almarta Alehem lo havi haschola, meaning he didn't mention a word about tzitzis, so that's not called a haschola. If you mention tzitzis, that's haschola, you got to complete the parsha of tzitzis, but he didn't say it, he only said V'almarta Alehem, that's the B'nai Marava. Rav clarifies exactly what he means by Hischil. Daber al bnei Yisrael lo avi aschola, v'almarta aleihem havi aschola. You don't have to mention asulahem tzitzis. Even without that, once you've added to the words daber al bnei Yisrael v'almarta aleihem, you've added those two words v'almarta aleihem. That itself is a aschola. Meaning that this sentence of Daber al Bnei Yisrael V'yamarta Aleihem doesn't appear anywhere in the Torah except in the Parsha of Tzitzis. So once you've already said V'yamarta Aleihem, then you've already really overstepped your bounds. Now Daber al Bnei Yisrael appears in many different Parshias in the Torah, many different mitzvahs. So you haven't mentioned the word about Tzitzis, and therefore you haven't crossed the line. But once you've said V'yamarta Aleihem, there's only one pasuk in the Torah in which it says Daber al Bnei Yisrael V'yamarta Aleihem. So the V'yamarta Aleihem is already an introduction into the parasha of, and you thrust in yourself into the parasha of Tzitzis, and that's Aschola. Amar Rav Papa, that's not a kasha. You can't ask a kasha from Rav on the Bnei Marava, because Savri B'Marava, they're of the opinion that V'yamarta Aleihem Nami Lo Havi Aschola, even though, again, I have to grant you, Rav is correct. There is no pasuk in the Torah other than this one of Tzitzis, which has V'yamarta Aleihem, but nevertheless, V'yamarta Aleihem in its substance has nothing to do with Tzitzis. And therefore it's not called a Haschola. So that again, if both the Bnei Marava and Rav agree that we have to cut out the Parsha of Tzitzis, unless we've already begun the Parsha of Tzitzis, then the Bnei Marava, Lishitasam, they hold that V'yamarta Aleihem is not yet Aschol, because they haven't mentioned the Parsha of Tzitzis. Therefore, you can cut out the entire Parsha of Tzitzis, it's not Aschola, and you can skip to the end of Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Rav, on the other hand, holds that V'yamarta Aleihem is already Aschola, and therefore Rav Lishitosa would say that according to you, that Bnei Marava, once you've already recited V'yamarta Aleihem, you have to complete the Parsha and recite all of Tzitzis. But I hold, meaning Rav holds, that I wouldn't even begin the Parsha at all. In other words, the agenda of the Bnei Marava is to somehow read this Parsha. But how do you read the Parsha? You have to leave out Tzitzis. And they discovered a method, a very innovative method, of reading the Parsha without mentioning Tzitzis. And that's what the Shita Mekubetzes can try to work out. How exactly are they able to do this and put together broken pieces, attach them, glue them together, and call it a Parsha? But that's what they were able to do. Ah, you'll ask the Bnei Marav, but you've already begun the parasha once you've said V'amarta Aleihem. The answer is V'amarta Aleihem is innocuous. There's no mention of tzitzis. That's not called a haskalah. Rav Lashi Tosa says, I don't buy into this whole business about reading the parasha with a diluk. There is no such thing. And therefore, lo yaschil, you should not be reading the third parasha because the third parasha is tzitzis. Forget about Yitzias Mitzrayim for the time being, according to Rav. That's going to be a Pella. We have to address that question. But at least as far as Sitz is concerned, since Lyle Avzman Sitz is Rav insists, Lo Yaskel, you shouldn't even be reading this parsha. You can't cut and paste, you know, Shivrei, Psukim, and combine them and create a parsha. However, Rav would agree that in his chil, for some reason, if you started the parasha Vayomer, is then gomer, which means you're going to read the entire parasha from beginning to end, kit and kaboodle, including tzitzis. But the only thing is, Rav would say that once you began with the words V'yamarat HaLeim, which are unique to the parasha of tzitzis, that itself is a haskalah. And now we get to the final hachra. What should we do, Lamaisa? And we get to Abaye. This is Prang, the third level of the sugya. And this is going to be the Shitas HaRambam LaHalacha Lamaisa. Omar Abaye, Hilkach, Anan Aschui Maschilinan. I'm in a bind on the one hand. I have to take into consideration the Shita of the Bnei Marofa. That Shita is a very impressive shita. They've carved out a way of reading the parasha without mentioning tzitzis, and that I have to do. So I want to be machmir for the Bnei Marava and integrate parashas Vayomer even to Kriya Shema Shel Arvus, and that's what I'm going to do. But on the other hand, the Bnei Marava will insist that you leave out parashas tzitzis. That I can't do, says Abai. Why? Came in the Aschalina, and now I have to deal with Rav Shita. I've already mentioned V'amarta Aleihem, and Rav says you overstepped the bounds, there's no turning back. Is Migmar Nami Gamrinon, Toma Rav Kanoma Rav Lo Yaskil V'im Hischil Gomer. Now we have a problem. According to Rav, we're going to leave out Parshas Vayomer, unless in Hischil. But if Rav himself were here in the room, he would advocate that we completely omit Parshas Vayomer and Kriya Shema Shel Arvus. But wait a second, that's a problem. That's problematic because we also achieve another goal, another mitzvah by reciting Parshas Vayomer, and that's the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Oh. And this is the part of the sugya that's going to occupy the minds of the Gaon Mivilna and the Shagasari. The Gemara says the following. Omar Rav Kahan Omar Rav. No, fine. The Gemara says the following. Oh. Chia Bar Rav. Omar, he used to say the following. You know what we should do? Omar Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I would read Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Tzorech lomar emes, and would he recite the word emes? The answer is, once you say Ani Hashem Elokeichem, you have to recite the word emes. And presumably, that's going to be the bridge to emes v'emuna, which is the bracha after Kriyat Shema. Lo amar Ani Hashem Elokeichem, but keep in mind that Rav has the option that you can completely omit Parshas Vayomer, and therefore, you're not going to recite Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ain't no tzarech lomar emes. Then even the bracha l'achrea of emes v'emuna is going to be omitted. Now, watch this. If you don't read Parshas Vayomer, and therefore you've omitted the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, at least you have a fallback position. And that's the bracha l'achrea of emes. There too, the Mitzrayim Galtanu, we mentioned the Gula Mitzrayim. But now we're in a funny position because Rav is going to omit the Parsha Vayomer, Imlo Hischil, right, Eino Maschil, and at the same time, he's going to omit, therefore, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Without Ani Hashem Elokeichem, the Gemara says, you're going to have to omit the bracha of Emes that follows Kriyat Shema, Emes V'emuna. No, if that be the case, we have no mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, the Gemara of Abay Lad Kure Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Rashi immediately tells us that we paskin, like the Mishnah, on Daf Yud Beizam and Beizmas Kirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Bal Lelos, which is the Shita Ben Zoma, or the Shita of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. V'ilo Amar Emes V'emuna V'lo Amar Pashas Tzitzis. is mimanafshach, you omit Sechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, the Omar Hachi. Now what follows from here until the two dots, the next three lines, is what's called a Nuscha Pratit, meaning this is not a Parsha in the Torah, because the Parsha in the Torah of Vayomer is omitted because Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, since it's Lavzman, since Lai Lavzman, since they have to omit Parshas Vayomer, going to Rav. And at the same time, we don't have the bracha of Emes Ve'amuna, so we don't have the standard text that was established by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, which contains within a Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now we have a personal recitation. It's a yachid who comes up with his own recitation. Modim anachnu lach Hashem Elokeinu shotzionu hotzeisanu me'eretz Mitzrayim tisanu beis avadu asisa lanu nisim ugvuros alayam v'sharnu lecha. Now take a look at Rashi. Rashi says v'sharnu lecha micha mocha be'elam Hashem malchuscha rov anecha ad gal yisrael v'ashkivenu. So Rashi says the following, that what Rav was doing here, Chiyah bar Rav, is he would go from the second parasha, skip to this modim anachnu lach Hashem Elokeinu, and continue up until Gal Yisrael, completely leaving out the bracha of Emes Ve'emunah. In other words, he's got Yetzias Mitzrayim in this recitation of modim anachnu lach. And as far as Emes Ve'emunah is concerned, which is a bracha thanking Hashem for Geulas Mitzrayim, he completes with Gal Yisrael. That's why Rashi is very insistent on adding Ad Gal Yisrael over here. And therefore, he's covered all his bases. As far as Yetzias Mitzrayim is concerned, he has his modem anachnu lach. And as far as the second bracha lachrea, I mean to say the third bracha, which is the first bracha lachrev kriyat shema, which is meant to end with Gal Yisrael, that he has. Because after his recitation, this modem anachnu lach, this personal kind of liturgy, he ends up with Gal Yisrael. And he mentions all the elements of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Gvuros, and the Yamsuf, and Sharnu Lecha, Micha Mocha Be'elam Hashem, and he's got everything there that you need, and he finishes with Gal Yisrael. So what bothers the minds of the Gaon Mivilna and the Shagasari? We just saw that the Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah of Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is not to be counted in Taryag because it's part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Now the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, as the Rambam himself establishes, requires that we read Gimel Parshios. That's what we call a Parsha Kiksova. We're looking at a Parsha in the Torah itself. How then, according to the Rambam, can Rav fulfill his mitzvah by reciting his personal expression of thanks and gratitude to Hashem for Yetzias Mitzrayim, when the Rambam says there's a requirement of reading the parasha? And the Rambam's requirement of reading a parasha in the Torah is so critical because Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema requires the recitation of parashas in the Torah. How could a person substitute his own personal expression of God, thank you for taking us out of Mitzrayim, for the reading of a parsha? We need a parsha kiksov. And therefore the Gaon and the Shagasari reject the Rambam. They hold that there's no way that you can reconcile the sugya with the Rambam. The Rambam sees the third parasha of Kriyat Shema, namely the parasha of Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim, as critical to the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim of Kriyat Shema. In fact, the Rambam doesn't even count Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Taryag because it's part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And the Rambam says the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema requires reading three parashios. And this whole sugya is predicated on the assumption that in Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis we cannot read the Parsha Vayom. Okay, there's Halach of Hizkil Gomer, but the Parsha of Kriyat Shema is completely, the Parsha Vayom is completely left out at night because it's Tzitzis. What happened to Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim? In other words, the Gaon and the Shagasari assume that the Rambam Shita, that the mitzvah of Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim of Kriyat Shema, cannot be sustained. Because the sugya wants to leave out Parshas Vayomer, in Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, because of the absence of the mitzvah of tzitzis balayla. Now again, you could say that the Rambam holds like whom? Like Abaye, meaning Abaye was the one who said at the end of the day, we are going to read Vayomer at night, so the Rambam is certainly okay, he can paskin like Abaye, he has license to do so, in fact, Halacha Kibasra, and why not accept Abaye? But it's not true. Because basically, where does Abaye belong? To which turf does he belong? Either to the Bnei Marava, or to Rav. And he tries to reconcile with a compromise, Bnei Marava and Rav. So he ends up by churning out the recitation of the third parasha. But not because we're reading the third parasha as part and parcel of Kriyat Shema. No, the third parasha, Bein Aliva de Bnei Marava, Bein Aliva de Rav, has to be omitted from Kriyat Shema so far as Laila Lav Zman Tzitzisu. Abaye comes up with a strange kind of combination, which at the end of the day requires us to recite the parasha Vayomer at night, but not because Vayomer is an integral part of Kriyat Shema. Vayomer is the parasha of Tzitzis and it should be omitted. And therefore Rav told us, don't even begin with the parasha. And basically, Abaye would have accepted Rav, except for the Bnei Marava. The Bnei Marava said, you know what, let's cut out tzitzis and let's put together the pieces and come up with a parasha here that could be acceptable even by Laila and has in it Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Ani Hashem Elokechem, and therefore it has Kabbalah Salam Al Shemayim. That's what we're going to salvage. But the parsha itself, with tzitzis as a prominent member, that's completely omitted. Says Abaye, I have another problem here. That even if I accept the Bnei Marav, I have to be careful not to step on the toes of Rav. And Rav says, Kevin Shehizchil, Gomer. And Rav maintains that once you said, V'yamarta Aleihem, you've crossed the border, and now you've started Aschola, which requires you to be Gomer. But it's only Midin, Kevin Shehizchil, Gomer. Meaning, but Kitzar Maisa, if Abaye would have accepted the Shitas of Rambam, he wouldn't have said that since the Bnei Marava say that, and Abaye and Rav says that, Abaye should have just simply said, Kavan, the Chayav Likros, Yitzia Parshas Vayomer, Litzias Mitzrayim is Kore. In fact, you get the impression that the whole sheet of Abaye is some sort of rabbinic rabbanan, the chumra here, the chumra there. According to the Rambam, Parshas Vayomer at night is a doraisa requirement. That's what the Torah means when it says Levan Tiskar Es Yom Tzeisko Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. It means it's part and parcel of Kriyat Shema.
What is the third Abaye saying? Abaye is saying that you do say the parsha or you don't say the parsha. It says you do say the
you
parsha.
You do say the parsha.
So basically
but why didn't Rav just say like the Rambam? Why didn't Abaye just say like the Rambam that we have to read the third parsha of Kriyat Shema? The third parsha of Kriyat Shema is essential to Kabbalah Salam Al Kashmayim, no less at night than it is by day.
Yes, or if he's just saying it,
he's saying something else. He's saying really, the Bnei Marava, right? And we should drop the ball on this parsha, come up with a whole new parsha, which is as I call it, a dibuk of Shivrei Luchos, Shivrei Psukim. That's really where Abaye belongs. He's not paskening like the Rambam. There's no mention of the Rambam Shita here in this sugya, which really tempts us to assume one of two things. Either the Rambam omitted Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim from the Taryag for some other reason, I don't know what that reason is, or alternatively, maybe this sugya is against the Rambam. But that's very strange. That the Rambam should paskin against this entire sugya. And here, if you take a look on the flip side of your page, you'll see a chiddush here from my Rebbe in a yahrzeit shiur. And it starts in the paragraph, Lachein Nira Lomar. Do you have it on the flip side of your page? If not, there's another copy of the page outside on the bima. He says the following. Again, I'm not going to read every word inside, but if you follow with your eyes, you'll see more or less that my summary fits, hopefully. And that is that with regard to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, there are two fulfillments of that mitzvah. One fulfillment of that mitzvah is with my own personal nuscha. Whatever I say, as long as it includes within it some recognition, some gratitude, expression of gratitude for Yetzias Mitzrayim, bechol nuscha matbea, that itself is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of l'man tizkar es yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. Number two, there's another dimension to the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim as an integral part of Kriyat Shema. Here, my personal nuscha, the way I formulate my expression of gratitude, is not enough. It's not going to cut the mustard, as we say this halach in Kriyat Shema, of reading a parsha Kiksava, Kriyas Parsha Kiksava. What I come up with, as great of a Python as and a liturgist as I might be, you know, give me a PhD in liturgy, number one, it's not going to do it. There's a halacha requirement of Kriyas Parshios. And as we saw over and over again, the Rambam and many other Rishonim require Kriyas Gimel Parshios, the third of which is Parshas Vayomer. So here's where Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim gives me an entire parsha. And that's the Parsha Vayomer, which concludes with Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, take a look. I underlined in the first halacha, he says that Hazkaras Hamaora Bechol Nuscha Umadbea, to express and mention the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim with any nuscha, with any formulation that you like. There's no set matbea, there's no set nuscha. And then he says that bipsukim elah, meaning he's referring to the pasuk of l'man tizkos yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi has a different pasuk, zocher se'yom hazeh she'yetzasu mi'Mitzrayim. Lo nikshara mitzvah zu b'mitzvahs kabolas ol malchusa. This line in the Rav's presentation is giving me, personally, a bunch of headaches. So underline it, and I'm going to try to share with you my frustration with this line, and maybe you can help me resolve it. Because it seems to me that in this line, Rav Soloveitchik went very, very far, maybe too far. Because what he's saying is that the first dimension of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim has nothing to do with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. It's a separate independent mitzvah to remember Mitzrayim, which you can do with your own personal nuscha. The second element and kiyum of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is to formulate, to recite a parsha in the Torah as part of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. Why is Yetzias Mitzrayim connected to Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim? Because the Torah at the beginning of the Aseret Hadibur says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisicha Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Which means, I am your God, Elokecha means I'm your master, and you accept my mastery because I took you out of Mitzrayim. And there are other psukim that indicate the same. So Kriyat Shema in the second dimension is integrated into and forms one entity with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, of reading Parshios Kiksavam, in this case the third Parsha Vayomer. And when the Gemara says that according to Rav, you cannot recite the Parsha of Tzitzis at night because Laila loves man Tzitzis, so the Gemara asks, well, according to Rav, you don't have the Parsha of Tzitzis with Yetzias Mitzrayim, you don't have Emes Vemuna, the Bracha L'Achareya with the mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Kol Yemei Chayecha? The Gemara says, Modem Anachnu Loch, with his own personal expression or formulation of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then it comes out the following, that with regard to Shema during the daytime, Kriya Shema during the daytime, I obtain both Kiyumim, both dimensions of Yetzias Mitzrayim. First of all, by mentioning Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Tzisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, I've acknowledged that God took us out of Mitzrayim. That's no worse than a nuscha pratis, right? A matbea pratis. And number two, insofar as it's part of a parasha, I've read a parasha Kiksava, I fulfilled Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim through reading this parasha. That's Yetzias Mitzrayim in its full blown kiyum, in its perfect kiyum, with both dimensions, both elements. However, when I get to nighttime and I have a problem because I can't read the parasha Vayomer, so therefore my fallback position is modim anachnu loch, a nuscha pratis, then in essence I have an incomplete mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Well, I have the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as derived from the pasuk L'man Tzeischa, L'man Tzeischa Yom Tzeischa Meretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha, and that I can fulfill through my nuscha pratis, but I have to forfeit the second kiyum of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as part of Kabbalah Sol Malch Shmai because I'm no longer reading a parasha Kiksova. That's what comes out according to Ra. So it's a very interesting presentation, and in the flip side of the page, he calls Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos, according to Rav, he calls it a kiyum pagum. That's a very heavy word. Pagum means it's really incomplete because it's defective. Excellent. It's defective because it's missing the element of Kriyas Parsha Kiksava, which integrates into Kabbalas O Malchus Shammai. Well, isn't this against Reb Chaim? Reb Chaim justifies the fact that the Rambam omits the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim because it's part and parcel of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shmayim of Kriyat Shema. Wait a minute. That's correct, but only halfway correct. With regard to the element and dimension of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as part of the framework of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shmayim of Kriyat Shema as a Kriyas Parshik Iksova, then the Rambam feels there's no need to count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as a mitzvah unto itself. But wait a second. We just established that there's another kiyum to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim based on the pasuk of L'man Tizkar. And there the Rav says, the pasuk zeh lo nikshra mitzvah zu b'mitzvahs kabbalas o malchus shamayim. It's a separate independent mitzvah to mention and acknowledge that God took us out of Mitzrayim, which you can express in any way, shape, or form that you feel is subjectively expresses that. Why shouldn't that be counted in Taryan? It's based on a pasuk. And he passes like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah.
Therefore, he doesn't pass like Rabbi Chachamim. And if he doesn't pass like Rabbi Chachamim, it's not the Moshe Mashiach.
Good. So then you go back to a different answer of Reb Chaim. But I'm just saying, the Rav in the next paragraph, Ulam, tries to reconcile this presentation, which is absolutely necessary in order to justify the Rambam Shita, with Reb Chaim, to answer the kasha why the Rambam omitted Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Reb Chaim said, you know, he uses very high praise. He says, Adoni Aviz Keni Rabbeinu Agodol Zal. Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim understood that it's part of Kriyat Shema, but that doesn't make any sense now because you're telling me that the source for the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just the first pasuk of the Aseret Hadibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, but there's an independent source for Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in the pasuk of Matan Tizkos Yom Tzeischa Meretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. Why doesn't that deserve a mention in Taryag Mitzvahs? So the Rav says something here which I don't know. To me it's gibberish. I can't figure it out for the life of me. I read it about 5 times. And he says, Terutzo shel Reb Chaim einu nistar klal al-yidei chiddush. He says, Kevat sheyeshna b'china nosefes b'kiyum zechiras yetzias Mitzrayim ha-mishtalevis l'toch tocha shel kriyat shma. Since there's one dimension or one kiyum of zechiras Mitzrayim which is integrated into kriyat shma as part and parcel of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shmayim, therefore the Rambam doesn't feel compelled to count the mitzvah of zechiras Mitzrayim in Taryak. But I don't get it. Once you confess to the crime that there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias which applies at night as a mitzvah unto itself, that's not part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema because I can express it in any way, shape, or form that I like. And not only that, the pasuk, the source for this mitzvah, Zochar Yom Hazeh, or L'man Tizkos Yom Tzeischa Meretz, mentions nothing about Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shmayim. It's an independent mitzvah. And that mitzvah makayim at night exclusively, meaning to the exclusion of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shmayim, that's Kol Yimei Chayecha. On top, In Kriyas Rachel Shachris, I again fulfill that dimension of Zechiris Yisrayim as a separate independent kiyum of Laman Tizkar, because Ani Hashem Hashem Alkech Hashem Tzisicha Mitzrayim is not inferior to my own personal expression. So why doesn't that justify counting it as a separate mitzvah in Taryag? I couldn't figure this out. And therefore, Abosai, what I would love to do, Kaviyachal, is to erase one line here and everything changes. Let's go back to the paragraph Lachay Mirror. Again, obviously, I'm not saying what the Rav would be happy about, but I'm just telling you. And you know, if the Rav's not here, so I got to do the best I can with the tools I have. And the Rav says, "B'psukim elo nikshar mitzvah zu b'mitzvah kabbalas ol malchuso." I don't need that. I don't need to say that there's something in the pasuk itself which combines it with kabbalas ol malchus shemayim. What I'm trying to analyze is when the Torah says that we should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim day and night for every yom of the year and every yom of our lives, why did the Torah do that? What is the nature of that mitzvah? And the Rambam came up with a chiddush, could have been based on the Aseres HaDibros, that when I mention and acknowledge with great gratitude that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, I am being mekabel ol malchus shamayim. It matters not whether I inject my Kabbalas Omok Shemayim of Yetzias Mitzrayim into the framework of a Kriyas Parsha Kiksova. Obviously, that would enhance the mitzvah. But even if I have my own personal nuscha, and even if it's not reading a Parsha Kiksova, nevertheless, it is an act of Kabbalas Omok Shemayim. In a word, when I acknowledge that God took me out of slavery, I am committing myself to being a servant of Hashem. That is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. And I'll tell you, it has to be such. It must be such. Because if you don't accept that, then the Gemara says, according to Rav, how do I fulfill the mitzvah of Kol Yimei Chayecha? And I recite, I express Zechiris Yisrayim Balelos. What's the Gemara's answer? Modem Anachnuloch, yeah? Where is Modem Anachnuloch? It's in Kriyat Shema. It should be a hefsek. If there's a separate independent mitzvah of Laman Tizkar that I on a daily basis have to express and acknowledge that God took us out of Mitzrayim, has nothing to do with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, then it's a foreign element. Let me explain. The Gemara in Ashkivenu is going to ask why Ashkivenu is not a hefsek. And the Gemara comes up with a whole fantastical explanation. But I want to know the following. The Gemara says that, according to Rav, I can't read the Parsha Vayomer at night because Lila loves my tzitzis. So the Gemara says, but what am I going to do with Zechir Tzitzis Mitzrayim? So I would interpret the Gemara thusly. You've got to find another method of integrating Zechir Tzitzis Mitzrayim into Kriyat Shema. And if you can't read the Parsha because it's a technical foul, and that is because Lila loves my tzitzis, find another expression of being Makabal Ol Malchus Shamayim through recognition of Tzitzis Mitzrayim. That's the Modem Anachnuloch. Not the way the Rav says it, that Modem Anachnuloch is a separate, independent fulfillment of Zechiris Yisrayim, which in his law is Lo Nikshra Zu Mitzvah Zu, Lo Nikshra Mitzvah Zu LeKabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Lo Nikshra V'Nikshra.
How can you say that?
Because the concept of God took me out of Mitzrayim is itself Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. What do you derive from the first of the Aseres HaDibros? The Rav says that from the first of the Aseres HaDibros, the Rambam derived that Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim is part and parcel of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, correct? Does that mean that the only way I could be Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim is by reading a parsha in the Torah? And if I come up with my own nuscha, and I say, God, you took us out of Mitzrayim, I was an eved in Mitzrayim, now I'm a free man. And if I'm a free man, I'm committed to Elokecha, you are my God, you are my sovereign ruler. That itself is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim.
Well, according to what the Rav is saying, it is that it's part of the idea. If you don't say it with the parsha, it's not, it has, it is no shaykes to Ani Hashem Elokecha Mishor Tzitzis of the Aseres HaDibros. It has no shaykes to that. It's a separate kiyum that you're making.
So I'm just saying, Alan, if it's a separate kiyum, I don't see why the Rambam wouldn't count it in Taryak. I don't have. And it's a little bit out of place because, again, the Gemara was hard pressed According to Rav, how do I fulfill the mitzvah of Zechira as Yitzis Raim Balel? So the Gemara comes up with Moda Menachnu Lach. It would seem to me that that means, according to Reb Chaim, that that is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. The Rav, I think, is deviating from Reb Chaim, which is okay. I don't mind. You know, the Rav doesn't have to agree with every word of Reb Chaim. But I believe that Reb Chaim was saying something totally different. Reb Chaim was saying that when I acknowledge that God took me out of Mitzrayim, that thus haste Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Essential, deriving from Aseret Sedivis or whatever. Now you want to integrate it as a parsha into the three parshiyos of Kriyat Shema. I understand that, but if you can't do that, don't forfeit on Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim.
Yeah, but why don't you just say that's the Rabbanim, and that's why the Rambam does not list it as a separate mitzvah? Because
but the Rambam says it's d'oraisa. Look at the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says, he says afal pisha ein mitzvah sitzes noeges balayla korno sabalayla. Read the third parsha, which Rambam has just established in the previous halacha is the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema that maintains that combines three parshiyos. Mipnei sheyesh bas zichron yitzias mitzrayim. The Rambam's not talking about any drabbanans here. Now, when the Rambam says that at night you could read the parsha, okay, that we have to figure out how to reconcile that with the sugya, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing now. And we're going to be saying that if Rav maintains that there's no possibility of reading that parsha at night because tzitzis is mafkia. But nevertheless, you could be mekayim that mitzvah, that very same mitzvah of lamantiskas yom tzeis chomeretz mitzrayim balelos through modu manachdu loch and uscha pratis. The Rav is going to say that that's not part of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. I don't know why the Rav feels compelled to say that, and then ask himself the question why the Rambam doesn't count it in Taryag and give some sort of
why can't the Rambam be passing like the Yerushalmi?
If the Rambam is pasking like the Yerushalmi, then we're not reading the third parsha.
B'toras
Kriyat Shema. We're reading it in order to salvage some element here. We have to see what element we salvage by putting together these psukim, but that's the name of Rav. The Rambam says straightforward, read the third parsha.
Yeah, but
the Rambam's not impressed with tzitzis. Even though he himself paskins that Laila loves one tzitzis, he's not impressed. He says there are three parshias, both by day and by night. B'shavuk u'mech, there's no difference, no hair's breadth of a difference between them. And Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is an essential element for Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, must be fulfilled even at night. And how do we fulfill that, says the Rambam? By reciting the third parsha.
But maybe the Rambam is accepting what Yerushalmi is saying is the essence. If as long as you use some of the psukim, the relevant psukim of the third parsha, you'll be Mekayim reading the third parsha, and you'll be Mekayim Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim as well as Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim.
Okay, that's possible. We'll try to get to that soon, but first let's focus our attention on Rav. Right, Rav is saying that we leave out the third parsha, and B'nai Marava is saying that what we salvage something from the parsha by putting together the beginning and the end of the parsha. And what sense does that make? Okay, so again, let's just summarize what Rav Soloveitchik is saying. He's saying there's no stira between our sugya and the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Enoch Inami Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim has to be fulfilled at night. The Rambam just holds that Rav can accept a Nuscha Pratis B'toras, a separate independent kiyum of Zechiris Yitzis Mitzrayim L'man Tizkar, even though it's completely disconnected with Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. And it turns out, again, just to summarize, that there's a fundamental difference between the parsha of Yitzias Mitzrayim by day and the parsha of Yitzias Mitzrayim by night. By day, I'm going to be Mekayim not only the separate independent mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but also Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim, because I'm going to read a parsha. At night, Rav holds I can't read the parsha because Laila Avdam Tzitzis. I'm only going to salvage one dimension of two with regard to Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, namely as an independent mitzvah, but not part of Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. But then, when we look at the sugya, and we ask ourselves, where does the Rambam fit into the sugya? And the only possibility, as we said before, is Abaye. Meaning, if I want to square this sugya with the Rambam, I have to assume that the halacha is like Abaye. And Abaye advocates on a nightly basis, I would say, that we recite the third parsha of Kriyat Shema. That is, in fact, the psak of Abaye. And the Rambam accepts Abaye. The only problem is, as I said before, that doesn't seem to be accurate. Meaning, the Rambam and Abaye are in two different worlds. Abaye is in the world of the Bnei Marava, Abaye is in the world of Rav, and Abaye is trying to reconcile the Bnei Marava with Rav. Basically, I would say that Abaye is paskening like the Bnei Marava, and we're going to cut out, shall I say, 90% of the parasha. What we're left with is a haschola, according to Rav, because he already said Amarta Alehem, and therefore he has to fill in the parasha of Tzitzis. Okay, so Abaye comes up with a beautiful way of embracing both Bnei Marava and Rav, but in no way reflects the sheet of the Rambam in the third parsha of Kriyat Shema is Doraisa, because Zechir Tzitzis Mitzrayim in the third parsha of Kriyat Shema is the method through which we Mekayim Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. So before we answer that question, let's ask the following question. What is going on with this Bnei Marava? How do we take a parsha and chop it up into pieces, take the beginning of the parasha, take the end of the parasha, and put this all together? So the Shita Mekubetzes comes up with a pasuk in Parashas Achrimos. What does it say in Parashas Achrimos? It says over there, Daber al bnei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem ani Hashem Elokecha. Meaning, the Bnei Marava are not just creating a parasha that doesn't exist in the Torah. That we're not allowed to do. We can't create our own parasha. Either we accept the parasha from beginning to end, or we say nothing. Sometimes silence is golden. But to embark upon reading the beginning of a parasha and the end of a parasha, that's antithetical to the principle that the Gemara establishes here in the first parak of Brachos, called Psuka de Lopaski, Moshe Rabbeinu Anan Lopaskino. But there is a parasha in the Torah which is word for word what we're saying according to Bnei Marava in Kriyat Shema Shel Arvus, and that's the parasha in Achrimos, and it says there, "Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem ani Hashem Elokeichem." Very sharp. I think it's a full pasuk. Do we have a chumash? Yeah. Oh, okay. Here, yeah, it's a Vayikra Yudches and Psukim Aleph and Beis.
But it doesn't say Yitzias Mitzrayim itself on that.
No mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim whatsoever. This is very strange.
But wait.
Let me just explain your question, Alan. Because what are the Bnei Marava doing according to the Shita Mekubetzes? They are essentially reciting. Thank you. Reciting a parsha from Achrimos, which is the strangest thing in the world. I mean, in Shacharis we're not reciting any parsha in Achrimos, we're reciting a parsha in
Person
Shlach, right?
Anyway, it doesn't, it doesn't solve the problem.
Well, no, the problem is, this is the Shita Mekubetzes' problem, how can you take a parsha and chop it off? And the answer is, because there is such a parsha in the Torah. That's fine. In and of itself, that's okay. The only question that I have here, the only objection that bothers my mind is, who's reading Parshas Achrimos? We're not reading Parshas Achrimos. Is that what you have in mind when you read this parasha according to the Bnei Marava? I don't know. You're reading a parasha of Vayomer. Elo what? You have to cut out Tzitzis. I grant that. But therefore you're reading a parasha in... Again, you know, he would make sense, the Shita Mekubetzes, if he was reading the parasha in Achrimos. So it's not Psuka de Lopaske Moshe. Fine, Moshe Rabbeinu said it. But if I'm reading the parasha of Vayomer, you can't tell me that I didn't violate the rule, jar the rule of Kolpaski, Psuka de Lopaski Moshe, Kolpaski Parsha Moshe, by reading a parsha in Achrimos. I'm not reading the parsha in Achrimos. So this is very strange, and I think that maybe we want to suggest another possibility, another route, an approach to understand the Bnei Marava. And that is the following. Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim requires a hiskaivus, a commitment to Mitzvahs Hashem. For example, if you take the first parasha of Kriyat Shema, we have a commitment to fulfill the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. We have a commitment to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and other mitzvahs. They're all incorporated in the first parasha. If we fast forward to the third parasha, I have a commitment to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. So the Gemara says the following. This is the logic of the B'nai Ma'arufa. You want to read the parasha of tzitzis, and by reciting the parasha of tzitzis, you're committing yourself to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. That makes sense by day, but it cannot make any sense at night, because Lila loves my tzitzis. But here we're in a bind, we're in a quandary, because we can't just drop the third parasha of Kriyat Shema. The way the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema was established is that the third parasha of Kriyat Shema is an integral part of Kriyat Shema, is Parshas Vayomer. I can't drop the ball on Parshas Vayomer. I must, in some sense, salvage that parasha and achieve Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim at the same time. The third parasha of Kriyat Shema, classically, what I mean by classically is Shal Shachris, is a recitation of a commitment to the mitzvah of tzitzis, and in that way, I am a Kabbal O Malchus Shemayim. I can't do so at night and recite a commitment to the parasha in the mitzvah of tzitzis as Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. But, and here's the Chiddush of the B'nai Ma'arufa, the third parasha of Kriyat Shema has an element of Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim in it, irrelevant to or independent of tzitzis. I can still salvage the third parasha, and I can commit myself to Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim by reciting the third parasha, but not through the mitzvah of tzitzis, through a different element that's reflected in the Gufa Shel Parsha of Vayomer. And that is taking the beginning of the Parsha with the end of the Parsha. Again, if you'll ask me how am I allowed to do that, the Shita Mekubetzis offers a very fine resolution to that problem. There is such a Parsha in the Torah. So I'm not jarring, I'm not undermining the principle of Parsha de Lo Paska Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not a Parsha de Lo Paska Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's not the point. The point of the B'nai Ma'arufa is that when I take the beginning of Parshas Vayomer and the end of Parshas Vayomer, I can maintain this Parsha as a Parsha of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, even if I omit the Parsha of Tzitzis. Because what is Hashem saying over here? When He says, Daber el B'nai Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem ani Hashem Elokeichem. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi in his Pirush al HaTorah, in Vayikra Yudches, on the Pasuk Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Leimar, Daber al Bnei Yisrael Amar Talayim Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Rashi says, Ani Hu Shamarti B'Sinai Anochi Hashem Elokeichem V'Kibaltem Aleichem Malchusai. Rashi says that the Ani Hashem Elokeichem is a reference to the Anochi Hashem of Har Sinai, when Bnei Yisrael accepted upon themselves Malchus Shamayim. So again, let's just summarize. What the Bnei Ma'arufa want to do is have their cake and eat it at the same time. On the one hand, they want to recite the Parsha of Vayomer as a Parsha of Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. On the other hand, they have to leave out tzitzis, because tzitzis cannot serve as a method of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim at night, because Lila loves my tzitzis. So what they do is, they make the parsha in a way, I mean, cutting the beginning of the parsha out and attaching it to the end of the parsha, in which this parsha contains the element of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim even without tzitzis. And why? Because when they take the beginning pasuk and the end pasuk, I should say part of the beginning and part of the end, what they gain by integrating those two halves is they gain Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, because they've expressed a Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim as it appears in Parshas Achrimos, where the Ani Hashem Elokeichem is the Hashem's voice that they heard at Har Sinai, when they accepted Malchusai Aleichem, Kibaltem Malchusai Aleichem. That's the sheet of the B'nai Ma'arufa. The beauty of the B'nai Ma'arufa, and that's why I think Abai is dazzled by it, and the Gemara says, Kama Mailei Hai Shmaita Toh, it's a beautiful sugya, is that they came up with a resolution of what would seem to be an irresolvable problem. How can you maintain the third parsha of Kriyat Shema at night as a parsha of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim when the central motif of the third parsha of Hayomer is tzitzis and there's no tzitzis balayla? What kind of commitment can you have to the mitzvah of tzitzis representing all the mitzvahs when there is no commitment to tzitzis at night? Nobody's wearing tzitzis.
So why don't you use the holiness?
Oh, that was Alan's question before, and I told Alan that the last pasuk in its complete form takes you back to tzitzis. Why is that so? Because the Torah connects tzitzis with Yetzias Mitzrayim. When we speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim as Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim as part of, as an element of Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim from the perspective of Parshas Vayomer, is inseparable. It's like Siamese twins. It's connected, body and soul, with the mitzvah of tzitzis.
But that is after.
One second. It doesn't have to be so, but it has to be so from the perspective of the Parsha Vayomer. The Parsha Vayomer, as an entity of Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim, combines two elements as one, and they're inseparable. A, tzitzis, and B, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Those two, the Yetzias Mitzrayim of Parshas Vayomer, is the Yetzias Mitzrayim of tzitzis. The Torah combines in one parsha tzitzis and Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's not coincidental, that's not haphazard, it's not that the Torah, you know, like a cholent, added different ingredients and churned it around. No! These are inextricably woven together to form one element of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. It's doch now that B'nai Ma'arav are in trouble. And this is the solution, this is the dilemma that they face. To recite Vayomer at night as Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim requires the mention of tzitzis. Tzitzis together with Yetzias Mitzrayim forms one entity, and it's mufka, it's completely excluded at night, because Laila Lavzman tzitzis. Meaning, the Yetzias Mitzrayim of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim of Parshas Vayomer is the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim of tzitzis. I cannot commit myself at night to the parsha, to the mitzvah of tzitzis, and therefore Yetzias Mitzrayim cannot serve as Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. And therefore that whole section has to be omitted. Wait a minute. But now we have the dilemma. We don't want to drop the ball on the third parsha. We've got it in Shachris. We've got to have it in Ma'ariv too. But find me some element of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. Once you strip the third parsha of Tzitzis and Yetzias Mitzrayim, what are you left with? How can you salvage the third parsha as Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim? How can the third parsha serve and function as Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim when it's lacking both Tzitzis and Yetzias Mitzrayim? And here's where the B'nai Ma'arava came up with a brilliant solution. Einstein, brilliant chiddush. You know what? There's another element to Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim here that's irrelevant to both Tzitzis and Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's Daber al B'nai Yisrael V'Amarta Aleihem Ani Hashem Elokeichem. What do those words mean? Those words mean that you accepted when God's voice was heard at Har Sinai, Malchus Aleichem. That's what those words mean. Again, we have no intention of reading the Parsha Achrimos. That's far, far from the minds of the B'nai Ma'arava. We are reading the Parsha Vayomer. But I can prove to you, I can demonstrate that the Parsha Vayomer has an element of Kabbalah O Malchus Shamayim built into the very fabric of the Parsha that's independent of both Tzitzis and Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's where they came up with this beautiful construction, the construct of adding the first part and the second part, putting it together. Rav doesn't accept it. Rav says that this parsha is identified as Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim for one reason, and for one reason only, namely because of the parsha of Tzitzis. You cannot take this parsha and generate within this parsha Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim as a separate independent entity in the parsha minus tzitzis. The nature of this parsha, its very character, its personality, is the mitzvah of tzitzis. And therefore we have to leave out the parsha at night. Comes along Rav and he says, wait a minute, There's a halacha of haschal. Once you've recited V'yamarta Aleihem, you began the parsha. So what? I began the parsha. Do me something. Why do I have to complete the parsha? So Rav Soloveitchik says, this is the part that's not on your page, that we can get a little bit of an insight into what Rav is saying, Kevin Sheiskel Gomer, from the sugya of Halel Barosh Chodesh, which we studied together here. And the halacha is that Halel is recited bediluk. The Rambam holds, Shitas HaRambam Hilchas Chanukah, that Halel is recited bediluk on Rosh Chodesh only b'tzibur. The tzibur as a tzibur recites Halel, not the yochid. Then the Rambam writes, Avol yochid, kevan shehischil, gomer. Gomer here means he has to read Halel bediluk because he began to read Halel. And the question is obvious. If the Rambam means kevan shehischil gomer, because there's some sort of halacha called parsha, delo pasik Moshe rei anan lo paskinon, so read the first paragraph of David HaMelech. Here it's instead of Moshe, you have to substitute the word David. David HaMelech wrote various parshas, various prakim in Tehillim. You start in a parak in Tehillim, finish it. But why do you have to read the whole halacha? And the Rav said that the halacha of kol parsha, delo pasik Moshe, in this case David, anan lo paskinon, has two different dimensions to it. Number one, it's an isur. We're not allowed to change the tzuras Torah Shebichsav. But number two, it's a kiyum. The kiyum is to complete the parsha. There's a mitzvah to complete the parsha. And in the case of Halel, all the prakim together are integrated to form one whole unit. And that's the kiyum of Halel. So when we want to fulfill the parsha itself, in the case of Halel, since we have an entity of Halel, is Kevin Shehiskel Omer Lo Gmar, you have to complete the parsha. Rav takes that logic and he applies it to Parshas Vayomer. True, we leave out tzitzis on a regular basis. Ain't no maskil, according to Rav. Don't even bother beginning to read the parsha of Vayomer. But once you began the parsha, then you have a cue of reading the entire parsha. You can no longer skip to the end of the parsha, like the Bnei Ma'arav insist. Because, and basically Bnei Ma'arav accept what we say, except they have an argument about what's called Haskalah. But if V'yamarta Aleihem, even if the Bnei Ma'arav would agree that that's called Haskalah, you've begun the parsha, you have to complete the parsha. And the kiyum here is to read the entire parsha as an entity. Now you'll ask me, why is the parsha an entity? The answer is Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis. In Shacharis, Kriyat Shema with Vayomer, and Vayomer means incorporating everything, including Tzitzis and Yetzias Mitzrayim, is one complete kiyum of Kriyat Shema, of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Says Rav, within the context of Kol Parsha Delo Paskei Moshe Banan Poskinon, once you began that parsha, and you've already established that parsha as a parsha of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, I wouldn't have done so, said Rav. I would never advocate reciting parshas Vayomer as Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. But once you've done so, then you've got to read and recite the entire parsha as an entire entity, because now it forms a cube of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. If that be the case, Rav Osai, then when Abaye paskins that we have to recite the third parsha of Kriyat Shema, the parsha of Vayomer. And the reason for that is because once you've embarked on reading this parsha, you cannot read it the way the Bnei Ma'arava would read it, as a separate entity with the beginning broken piece and the end broken piece, and combine the two. We've got to worry about Rav, because Rav says Kevin Shehischil Gomer, meaning you have to recite the entire parsha as an entity, and you can't reduce it, abridge it, or break it down to its different parts. Why? Because now the entire parsha becomes one entity of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Says the Rambam, oh, now you've come to agree that even Tzitzis and even Yetzias Mitzrayim becomes integrated into the reading of this parsha as the third parsha of Kriyat Shema, as a kiyum of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. The Rambam says, we're going to read this parsha as part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And that's going to swing us back to Reb Chaim, that the reason why the Rambam omits this mitzvah of Zechir Tzitzis Tzrayim from Taryag is because Reb Chaim said the mitzvah of Zechir Tzitzis Tzrayim is not an independent mitzvah. It's being read as a parsha and integrated into the framework of Kabbalah Salma Kishmaim Kriyat Shema, and therefore it's to be counted together with the parsha of Kabbalah Salma Kishmaim. Okay, Rabosa, we'll stop here.
Between Rashi and the Shita, there's a difference between Rashi and Shita. That Rashi understands that Ani Hashem Elokeichem is talking about.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's talking about the last three words of that pasuk, and not talking about Achrimos, because Rashi says very clearly that you're medale to Ani Hashem Elokeichem.
Right. No, nobody's denying that you're medale, but the question is, what's the head to be medale? No, and read part of a parasha.
No, yeah, but the shita seems to indicate that we're actually using the lashon of Achrimos, which is not a dilug. That's a
I don't think that's what he means. I think he's meaning that you could justify the dilug by the fact that there is such a parasha.
Now the difference, though, but the problem,
he's not denying that it's a dilug.
The problem that comes in, the
it's not coming to replace Rashi. It's coming to enhance.
No. But I think that that if you learn it, that it's really talking about the last three words of the pasuk. Then the question is, did they really mean the last three words of the pasuk, as we mentioned before? It should say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Elokeinu, Yeretz Mitzrayim also. So there you can run into a machlokes, because you can say Ani Hashem Elokeichem is referring to really talking about the Aseres HaDibros, and with the Aseres HaDibros, Ani Hashem Elokeichem is automatically connected to Asher Hotzeiseichem Yeretz Mitzrayim. Or if you don't say that, then you're saying Ani Hashem Elokeichem stands on its own as a Kabbalah Zomar Kishamayim, but it has no connection whatsoever to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that would be the Shita Mekubetzes. Huh. He's using it from a different portion.